Justice John Wilcox was originally appointed to the bench by former Governor Tommy Thompson in 1992. He won re-election to a 10-year term in 1997. Wilcox was likely to have a well-funded opponent if he were to run again next year, but he says that played no role in his decision to retire. As an incumbent justice, the odds were in Wilcox's favor to win another term, but at 70 years old, he says his age was a factor.
I'm very optimistic that I would be re-elected, assuming that I would be about 81 when my term ends.
Wilcox says he wanted to announce his decision well in advance of next year's election to give other potential candidates time to consider the race. Wilcox says he's always worked to stay true to the law in his rulings, although he says the media branded him a conservative from day one.
But it sometimes isn't like that, and you cannot predict how a person would decide in a business case, in an insurance case, in a criminal case, in all of the different cases we look at. It's not that easy.
But Wilcox has dissented on some of the court's higher profile decisions over the past year. He says he's proud in particular of the lengthy dissent he wrote against the high court's ruling that a lawsuit against lead paint manufacturers could move forward. Wilcox wrote at the time that the court's action could make Wisconsin a mecca for lead paint lawsuits. Wilcox will continue to serve on the high court until August of 2007. At least one candidate has already announced plans to pursue his seat. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.